Good morning, the exotic studies. This is Kiri speaking. Yeah, good, thank you. Okay, yep. Okay, let me just have a look here. How's Blossom's toe looking? Yeah, okay. Let me just see. Now, has just for us, has Indy had any like red or orange fruits or anything that could have turned a feces? Change the feces color. Okay. Yep. Okay. And you said she's still quite bright and alert. Okay. Sure. Let me just pop you on hold. I'll just confirm that because we are fully booked up today, Jashani. So let me just make sure that the doctor's okay for you bringing both of them in. Won't be a minute.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold.
You there, Tashani? Yeah, we're just seeing if we could make it work today. Unfortunately, Vanessa is going to be back to back with consults. I do have an availability if you wanted to bring Indy in tomorrow at 11:40. But yeah, I just can't do both of them today, unfortunately. Listen, with fecals, it's going to be really hard. Like, as I said, it could be a food content that's passing through. It could be something else, like a gut infection or something. Fecals are going to be really hard to work out if there is something that we need to see. We would definitely say we would need to see it. So that's the thing. You can bring along the fecal sample with you if you can. If you can wrap it up in, say, a Ziploc bag or something, don't put any paper with it. And we can have a look at it under the microscope. We will still potentially still need to see Indy if that is the case. That's the only thing I can offer with the fecals today. But, yeah, if she's quite bright and alert, that's good, but obviously if you are noticing changes with her, it is ideal that we do see her back. Definitely getting Blossom's toe looked at will be a thing today. Sure. Not a problem. We'll see you then. Just with Blossom too, just in case we need to do any x-rays or anything. I'm just thinking ahead. Just don't give her, have you given her fruit or veggies this morning, Blossom? Last night, yeah. So don't give her any fruit or veggies. You can definitely bring them along if you want to offer it to her. Just on the off chance we need to either do anything with that toe that we might need to give her a light anesthetic or anything. Not saying we will, but just in case. Just don't give her any soft fruit or veggies. And is she on pellets or seed? So just don't give her any food in the enclosure on the way down, just so that if we need to do an anaesthetic that she hasn't eaten anything within probably an hour. Excellent. Okay, not a problem. Well, we'll see you at 12:20. Thank you then. Bye-bye.